Wildfires in the U.S. may open doors for evangelism. A ministry offers college-level courses to inmates, and a child-to-child ministry this Christmas brings smiles and more. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Santa Ana wind fan flames have forced more than 300,000 people from their homes in Southern California. Hundreds of buildings have been destroyed and more residents are expected to flee. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship has work on many college and university campuses there. Natalia Cohn is a team leader for ICF's MiraCosta College. We were able to talk with her as she was evacuating.
We haven't had a lot of student contact because they're all with their families. And if they're in the dorms, they're leaving to other cities. So there hasn't been meetings going on. We've had to cancel mostly everything this week.
However, Christians have been praying for revival in San Diego. Cohn is hopeful this is the beginning of that.
People are way more open to God when they have no control over what's going to happen to their own safety and their own haven. And when that's threatened, people start really looking. I feel like in the next week, we're going to see a lot of things happening in churches.
Next, the Communist Party of China amended its constitution this week to include the mention of religion. Although religion was previously mentioned in the constitution, China Partner Ministries' Eric Berkland says,
I think it's maybe their attempt to show the rest of the world that China is open towards those who have religious backgrounds or would like to practice their religious faith. In light of the Olympics coming next year, I think they want to show to the rest of the world that we are a friendly nation, we are a country that welcomes all kinds of people from around the world.
Berkland doesn't think that there will be a reversal of freedoms after the Olympics. That's because Christians are considered a positive influence in China.
I think the government over the last 20 years has realized that and therefore is saying if the Christians can be good citizens, then why shouldn't we allow them to be able to live out the Christian faith more liberally? From China Partner perspective, it will only allow us to do more, and so we're very excited about this shift.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Crossroad Bible Institute's David Scheringa says they just launched a new college-level course for inmates called Christian Worldview 1.
Christian Worldview 1 is a course based on Chuck Colson's fantastic book, How Now We Shall Live, and we received his permission to develop this course, and it's a course to just really expand the person in prison's horizon in terms of Christ being the Lord of all of life.
50 students will be selected to pilot the new course before they're officially offered to all center students. Scheringa is asking for prayer as they develop this program.
It will very much equip future leaders as they are released, and they can become very well-equipped leaders behind bars and in the church behind the walls as well. And we're going to be having a pilot program in our satellite campus in the Newton, Iowa Correctional Facility.
Next, last year, the Banwaon people, the Philippines, donated food to a nearby village in need, knowing their rice supply would be drained before the next harvest. New Tribes Mission missionaries there reported that donations came from around the world to prevent them from starving before harvest. Banwaons are now building extra rice storage buildings. The tribe's chief shared with the missionaries of his thankfulness for God's provision. It was a clear sign to the Banwaons of how the family of God works. And a boy named Chandra came to Christ last year during India Partners Christmas for Street Children. For Chandra, the story of Jesus' birth hit close to home. This year, your children can make more kids like Chandra smile with small Christmas gifts while learning about God's love. How? Well, parents, you can help your kids pick out a few stickers and send them to India Partners with $5 to help India Partners Ministry. It's a simple yet profound way children can make a difference in the lives of other children for Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. HCJB Global is making available the free book, A Bridge into Missions, a comprehensive guide to mission trip preparation. It's a story of one man's mission that will prepare you for God's work at home and abroad. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.